The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Look at the junk in this desk. I can't find anything.
What are you looking for?
Oh, damn.
Well, we have some. Let me help you look.
I never saw such a mess.
Well, dear, you never want me to clean out the desk. Don't touch a thing, you are.
Well, some of the stuff could be thrown out, seems to me.
Yeah, it seems so to me, too. But you are a saver.
Yeah, I guess so.
You save everything. You never want to throw a thing.
I know. I guess I always think sometime, someday, it'll come in handy.
Look here. One, two, four, six. Six old fountain pens that haven't worked for years. The points are gone. They don't have any tops. Oh, yes, here's one top and no pen for it.
Throw them out.
Well,
throw them out. By golly, let's get rid of some of this.
And all these stubs of pencils, you say, 2 and 3 inches long?
Well, the erasers on them are still good.
Oh, when are you going to need the erasers on 20 or 30 pencils?
Well, you know me. I make a lot of mistakes. All right, throw them out. Mm. Hey, what the heck's in this bottom drawer?
And those are old road maps we've had for years. Now, all the good ones we keep in the car, dear. Let's...
Oh, well, I'll look them over.
Throw them out. You haven't looked at them for 5 years. If we go anywhere, we'll get a new map anyhow.
Yeah, I suppose. All right. Oh, my God. Look, here's some calendars we never use. 1954, 1952. Hey, this one's kind of nice. Look, it's got a place to write down your appointments and all that. See? Look, honey.
Well, if you use a 1952 calendar to mark down your appointments, you're going to get mighty mixed up in your engagements, aren't you?
Yeah.
Dates and days are all different, dear. You can't.
Yeah, but golly, it's so fresh and new-looking. Couldn't we use it for something?
What?
All right, out it goes.
Why are you saving all these sunglasses? 4 pair, one has no glass on one side at all. The stem is gone on this, and this one is all bent out of shape.
Well, golly, extra sunglasses always come in handy.
Oh, no, if you can't use them, dear.
Well,
you couldn't have paid over 50 cents for this one years ago. The stem is gone. Really.
Well, okay. Boy, the stuff in this drawer seems to be all yours.
What is it, honey?
Look it over.
Oh, that's just old stationery. Paper with no envelopes to match, and envelopes with no paper to match. And I always think I'm going to use it up on the family, and then I never do.
Oh, gee, it seems wasteful to just throw it out.
Oh, throw it out. I never use it. I've had it for years. You know, since we're in the mood, let's get rid of all the stuff we save around this house and never use and never will use. Go down the basement and get that big barrel. We'll throw stuff in that, and then you can take it out and burn everything up in the trash can.
Oh, honey, I was just looking for a stamp.
While we're in the mood to throw out, let's do it.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Does your musical taste lean more toward Brahms or Broadway? No matter. Just tune in CBS Radio this Sunday and you can hear both Brahms and Broadway. The Brahms, that is the Academic Festival Overture and the Third Symphony, will occupy the first half of Dimitri Metropolis' program with the New York Philharmonic. Music from Broadway, as well as from other sources of pop tunes, will be featured on CBS Radio's The Best in Music. So if you like Brahms or Broadway, long hair or crew cut, you'll find the music you like this Sunday on CBS Radio.
Dear, can you help me?
For Pete's sake, what are you lugging down? What is all this?
Junk from the attic here.
Oh, Give it. I got it. Honey, why don't you yell at me? I'm going to charge this down.
I didn't want you to come up to the attic. You start looking through things like your old school magazines, and you forget what we're doing.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not throwing out these perfectly good window shades.
They aren't perfectly good, dear. Springs are gone on most of them, and now they're dirty. We'll never use them. Never.
No, I suppose not. You're throwing out these overshoes?
Yes. They've been in the attic for ages. They're no good now. Rubber in them is dried up and cracked from the summer heat. And may I ask you, when you intend to read the 745 magazines you saved in the attic?
745?
There are about 100 National Geographic, about 400 Life magazines, and I don't know how many hunting and fishing magazines. How many are fire magazines?
Well, I want to save them. They've got things I want to save.
You're never going to look at them again,
yes,
dear.
Yes, I will. Well, when we're 80 years old, it'll give us something to do. It'll be fun to look them over again.
I'm 80 years old. I don't tend to sit around just reading National Geographic. Besides, they'll have new issues then.
Well, maybe we won't be able to subscribe then.
Oh, please, dear. Now, they are a fire hazard, and I think you should get rid of them.
Look, a piece of... You're not throwing out these newspapers.
Well, they're so yellow and dirty. Why do you want them?
Well, golly, for the headlines. I mean, it's history. I've saved these since I was a kid. Lindbergh arrives in Paris. Roosevelt elected. Chamberlain flies to Munich.
Yes, yes, I know, dear.
All these war ones?
Why are you saving them?
Well, I don't know. When Betsy studies about these historical events in school, she can take the old newspapers and show the class. I mean, when I was in school, my dad gave me an old newspaper he saved about the Kaiser declares war or something. And it was very interesting to the whole class.
Mm,
he said
so.
Interesting.
Well, I don't think Betsy's going to take this one to class.
Hmm?
Blonde bombshell gets married.
Oh, for heaven's sake, that was my first movie crush.
I don't think Betsy's going to be studying the history of movies unless movies are extinct by that time. Oh, did I tell you what she said to me today?
No, why?
She asked me how long my mother allowed me to watch television every day when I was little, and I said they didn't have TV. When I was little, she was so surprised, you know.
Yeah.
And a little later, she came out to the kitchen, and she wanted to know if we had houses and chairs and knives and forks and things like that when I was little.
No, kids. Well, I guess all kids think their parents lived in the Stone Age or something.
All right.
Throw out the papers. I guess it's nonsense to keep them.
Did you find anything in those kitchen drawers to throw out?
Did I? Look, here's a box of bent nails. I was always going to straighten them out. look, burned out fuses. Now, why would I save those?
Always
these old
do.
Batteries, no good for the flashlight. I've tried them. And what is this thing?
I don't know. Oh, my heavens, do we still have that? That is the top of a lamp that broke. That's the little knob on top that screws on to hold the lampshade on.
Well, why did we say that?
Well, I suppose we thought it might come in handy.
Oh, here, look, I found this box of old keys. Now, what do you suppose they go to?
That is the key to the apartment we had when we first married.
No, yes, it isn't.
Those were keys to the suitcase you lost, and those are some old car keys. I have no idea what these others are.
Oh, you remember all that. Well, let's throw them out.
And that box I brought down is filled with Christmas cards I've saved for years. I don't know what for. The extra pretty ones, you know. You can't bear to throw out and think someday you'll frame them.
Frame them?
Now, listen, I met a woman once who had framed some Christmas cards in identical frames. And then in a sort of line, the stairway going up in the hall, you know, and they look just beautiful.
I can see you getting around to doing that.
I can, too. Here's a bunch of old clothes I've gotten together for the Salvation Army and some old shoes.
Hey, where those are my neckties.
Never wear them, dear. You said once you never would.
Well, I'm not going.
Oh, no, I'm throwing out this box of wallpaper, too. We've even changed the paper since then. I'm getting rid of this box of stuff. There's earrings. I've lost one. I keep the other for some reason. Buttons I've saved for years. Look at this mess. Oh, and look, 16 little mirrors.
What?
Mirrors. Hand mirrors from pocketbooks. I throw out the purse and keep the mirror for some reason. I'm scared to throw it out for fatal break. I guess I'll have 7 years of bad luck.
Yeah, I've forgotten this next. I look. Yeah, I always like. Okay, all right.
Throw it out now. Let's not think about things. Let's get rid of them, because when you start looking them over, it's, oh, let's keep this and let's keep that. First thing you know, we're saving it all over again.
Yeah, all right. Get together the stuff you want me to burn.
Stuff to burn I put in the barrel here. Oh. Now, what about this box of old film negatives? Now, I think we have every negative from every snapshot we've taken since we've been married. Now, we have a picture somewhere in the attic, but why save all these negatives?
Throw them out.
And what about this old chair? Rickety old thing, spindly legs. I'll never get around to having the seat cane. And I don't think it's worth it. What do you think?
I'll use it for kindling.
Yeah,
I can stick it right here in the barrel.
Can you manage everything? You want me to help you?
No. I'll go right out and burn this stuff now before we change our minds. Boy, I'll have the fire going in that trash basket and bring out everything else that you find that's burnable.
All right, dear. I'll still go through these things and see what I can... just a minute. Anne, come on in. Place is a mess, I'm afraid.
Hi. Good heavens. What are you doing?
Believe it or not, I persuaded my husband to throw out some stuff.
Oh, I wish I could persuade mine. He saves everything. Especially string, paper, boxes. You know, we've got boxes in the attic, boxes in the basement, and those boxes are filled with other empty boxes, all of which, according to Jack, we're going to be glad we have someday.
Oh, sure, and then when you want one, I'll bet you can't find any that's just the right size.
Exactly right. Listen, what I came over for, do you remember the picnic we all went on about 8 years ago?
A picnic 8 years ago? Oh, gee, I don't know.
Remember we went out to Pine Grove and Jack fell in the pool trying to get water from the spring?
Oh, yes, and he was so mad at us because we all laughed at him.
You know, Margie did about 3
years. Uh-huh.
And Barbara was 15.
I guess so.
And I'm getting together some of the best pictures of the children. I'm grouping them on a big mat to frame and give Jack for his birthday.
Oh, isn't that a nice idea? Yeah, I'll do that with Betsy.
You know, you took some pictures that day, and one of them was the best picture I've ever had of the two kids together at that age. And I was wondering if you still had the negative. What's the matter? Well, what did I say?
What's the matter?
I just threw them out. All these years, I've never had any use for all those negatives. Nobody has ever had
all throw them.
They're being burned up.
Oh,
he's out there now burning the stuff we threw out. Come on, maybe we can save them.
Well, don't look at me. You gave me the stuff to burn.
Yes, I know, I know. Well, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, I'm just sick about it. That was the cutest picture I had of the children at that age. Did you give me the original?
Well, I may have had a copy made for you since it was so cute. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll look through the box of the pictures that we have in the attic tomorrow, Ann.
I'll get it.
And I'll look through everything and see if I have that picture.
Hello.
Oh, that's an awful lot of work for you. I hate to put you
on. No, that's all right. I know what it means to you at any rate.
Well, Mother!
Mother.
Well, fine,
sir.
What?
Oh, dear, something must be wrong. His mother never calls long distance unless somebody's getting married or they're sick or something.
Sounds like my family. Well, I'll run along.
Oh,
well,
for Pete's sake. What? Well, hold on a minute. What?
What's the matter?
Well, you won't believe it. They want the chair.
What chair?
Wilma is getting married. Uncle Bert's oldest girl. And Mother said, well, since we never used the chair, she told Wilma that maybe we'd let her have it. They don't have much money to buy furniture.
What chair?
The one I burned up.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. Kid had that old chair since we were first married. Nobody has ever asked.
I know.
Just ask your mother why she's calling about that chair tonight.
I just told you she... hello, Mother. Mother, what made you suddenly think of that old chair?
I can't believe it.
Uh-huh. Yeah? Hold on a minute. She was talking to Wilma about 15 minutes ago, and just suddenly she thought of the chair that we weren't using.
Well, you can't tell me there isn't something to mental telepathy. What do you think, Ann?
Oh, well, dear... All I have to do is throw something out that I've had for years and years. The very next day, I wish I had it back.
I know.
I thought you gave the chair to us.
He did give it to us.
Well, no. I didn't know it was a family heirloom.
Family heirloom? Open up his old chair.
I'm afraid, dear, that I can see what you're in for.
Black walnut. Oh. Well, gee, I didn't know it was black walnut, Mother.
It was not black walnut. I asked the man once, and he said it was just a cheap pine. He said it wasn't worth having the sickly cane at all.
Hold on a minute, Mother. Yes, hold on just a minute, will you? Yeah. Look, do you want to talk to Mother?
No, definitely not.
As it is, we're never going to hear the end of it.
Well, what did I tell her? I can't tell her we burned it up.
You had better tell her the truth, or the rest of our lives will be questioned about that chair. Where is it and all that, and we'll have to wriggle out of it.
Oh, golly.
You know, maybe our husbands are right. Maybe we should just save everything for
him. Well, from now on, I will.
Well,
let's tell her the truth.
Mother! now, listen carefully, sweetheart, because what happened to the chair... Well, it's kind of funny if you look at it that way. You see, we decided to throw...
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Julie Lawrence as Anne. And it is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door. ¶¶